Okay, so you're about to dive headfirst into the job market, right? And let's be real, applying for those first entry-level sales jobs, it can feel like, I don't know, trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded.
Yeah, it's a lot, especially with that resume.
It's like your first impression, the gatekeeper to your dream job. That's why we're doing a deep dive on entry-level sales resumes today. And we've got a killer resource, this Resume Genius article, entry-level sales resume example and free template. Have you seen this one?
Oh yeah, Resume Genius is great, especially because it's designed by actual HR pros.
Exactly. They're the ones on the front line seeing what works, what makes resumes stand out from the stack, right?
For sure, they know what's up.
So what I love about this article is that it doesn't just throw some generic template at you. It breaks down the skills hiring managers are really looking for, even with limited experience, which is key for the entry-level folks.
Totally.
One of the first things they hit on is the difference between hard skills and soft skills. Now, for anyone who's new to this whole resume thing, can you break down why that distinction is so important?
Absolutely. Hard skills, those are your technical skills. Think, proficient in Microsoft Office or experience with POS systems, like those cash registers you see everywhere.
Okay, so the actual tools and systems you'd be using on the job.
Exactly. And having those in your resume, especially at the entry level, can make you way more marketable.
Makes sense. You've got to speak their language. So then what about soft skills? Those always feel a bit trickier to really nail down, you know?
For sure. Soft skills are more about how you work, how you interact with people. Things like communication, teamwork, problem solving.
Right. Like, are you a team player? Can you think on your feet? That kind of thing.
Exactly. And in sales, those soft skills are golden.
They even mentioned knowledge of basic accounting principles in the Resume Genius article. Honestly, I wouldn't have thought that was essential for an entry-level sales gig.
Yeah, it seems a little out of place at first, right?
It does.
But think about it, even just a basic grasp of accounting can make you a more effective salesperson. Understanding pricing, maybe helping a customer calculate potential return on investment, that kind of thing.
Okay, I see what you mean. It's like you're not just there to make the sale. You're offering a more well-rounded perspective.
Right, you're bringing more to the table.
It shows you're thinking ahead, thinking long term, which is impressive, especially for someone just starting out. And speaking of thinking ahead, another thing this Resume Genius article nails is the power of numbers. They're all about showcasing your achievements with, like, cold, hard data.
Yeah, they stress that a lot.
Like, instead of saying contributed to sales, their sample resume says contributed to $3 million in sales. It seems like a small tweak.
Huge difference, though. Huge. Hiring managers want to see results, and numbers just tell that story so much better.
Absolutely. So, say you're applying for a retail job, you'd want to highlight things like how you consistently exceeded sales targets,
Right.
or maybe you received stellar customer feedback consistently. Shout about it. Quantify it. How many customers left glowing reviews?
Yeah, or how about this? Even just mentioning you handled a crazy volume of transactions during like a holiday rush or something. Those little details, they paint a picture.
They really do. But okay, what about those of us who are just starting out, right? We don't necessarily have a ton of work experience to pull from. That's kind of the whole entry-level dilemma.
Totally. And that's where those transferable skills come into play big time. The article lists things like teamwork, communication, time management. You probably use those in different contexts.
It's about connecting those dots, right? Like, say you're going for a sales role at, I don't know, a tech startup. You could highlight your experience maybe collaborating on a group project back in your marketing class.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're basically translating those experiences into the language of sales, showing you've got the raw talent, the potential they can work with.
I love that. Okay, one more thing from the article we have to hit. They are obsessed with tailoring your resume. Like, seriously, they mention it 100 times. What's the deal with that?
Because it's that crucial. Think about it. Using a generic, one-size-fits-all resume, it's like showing up to a job interview in like sweats and a stained t-shirt.
You're not making a great first impression.
Exactly. You want to tailor that resume to each specific job, to the company, even to the hiring manager if you can swing it.
So it's all about personalization, making that connection.
Absolutely. Do your research on the company culture. Do they pride themselves on being innovative? Highlight times when you took initiative, right? Are they all about customer service? Emphasize your ability to build relationships. Go the extra mile.
It's like you're sending a message. Hey, I see you. I get you. I'm the one you're looking for.
You got it. It takes a little extra effort, but trust me, that personal touch, it can make all the difference. Shows you're not just mass applying, you actually care.
So important. This has been such a great deep dive already. We've uncovered some seriously valuable stuff from Resume Genius, understanding those hard and soft skills, the power of quantifying your achievements, and of course, tailoring that resume to perfection. Anything else from the article that really stood out to you?
You know, one thing I thought was interesting, it was subtle, but they emphasized customer satisfaction a lot. Like, the sample resume even mentions maintaining a 99.5% customer satisfaction rating.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I almost glossed over that. You're right, though. It's a small detail, but it speaks volumes. Why do you think that's so important, especially for entry-level sales?
Because in sales, your reputation is everything, even at the entry level. Highlighting your dedication to customer satisfaction early on, it shows you get that. Right. That you're not just focused on making the sale, you actually care about those relationships.
Right. It's like you're saying, hey, I'm not just here for a quick buck. I want to make people happy.
Which, let's be real, that's a big part of what makes a salesperson successful in the long run. Happy customers, they lead to repeat business, referrals.
And repeat business and referrals lead to...
I'm a very happy sales manager.
Music to any salesperson's ears. So we've covered a ton of ground here, those core skills, making those numbers sing, tailoring your resume. But it got me thinking, the article, it focuses heavily on skills. Obviously, those are key. But shouldn't we also be thinking about the story our resume tells?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, anyone can list off a bunch of skills, but a resume that really stands out, it tells a story. It makes you memorable.
Right. So even with limited work experience, how can someone use their resume to show that passion, that potential, that, you know, it factor that makes them unforgettable?
That is the million-dollar question. I think it starts with digging a little deeper, showcasing your own unique path. You know, what gets you fired up about sales? What are you hoping to achieve? Maybe you're super passionate about, like, sustainability, and you want to work for a company that aligns with your values.
I love that.
Or maybe you thrive in those fast-paced team environments. You're a people person. Whatever it is, let that enthusiasm come through. You know?
Yeah. It's about connecting the dots, right? Even those experiences that might not seem directly related to sales at first glance. So say you were captain of your debate team back in the day. Well, that shows persuasion, communication skills.
Exactly. Or if you organize, like, fundraising events, that's relationship building, hitting targets.
Yeah, right. It all ties back.
It does. It's like painting a picture, you know, showing who you are, what drives you, why you're the perfect fit for this specific role. Because skills, sure, those can be taught, but that inner passion, that drive, that's what's really going to resonate with a hiring manager.
That's gold. So to all our listeners out there, as you're fine-tuning those resumes, remember to inject a little bit of your own magic, your own personality into them. Let them see the person behind the skills, the one who's ready to learn, contribute, and become a total sales rock star.
Yeah. And remember that resume, it's just the first step, right? Once you've piqued their interest, you got to be ready to back it up with confidence, authenticity, and of course, those amazing customer service skills we talked about.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, that wraps up our deep dive on crafting those killer entry-level sales resumes. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and go out there and land those dream jobs.